Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.center of Iowa. Evening. Welcome aboard another week, another edition, Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as we talk the world of sport, and we get a nice strong lead in from the interns. Good job out of those young fellas. Just got to talk to them. One from Washington State and the other guy from San Diego State. Really nice to have those guys on. They really are doing a nice job at the top of the hour. Speaking of the top of the hour, that's where we're going to take you to during this hour. A lot of NBA free agency. We got to get into that. We'll wrap up the sports weekend, and obviously we're going to go heavy Euro 2024 and a little bit of Copa U.S. in Kansas City tonight, and we got a bunch of folks down there, and we're really excited. They are too. I mean, I'm new to this game. Full disclosure, I'm new to the soccer game. Now, not new to the sport, but just getting excited about it. I mean, Portugal goes to kicks today. To knock out Slovenia. I mean, you had France, hanging on for dear life. So Tyler Levine will be back in at 25 past the hour. We'll carry him for at least one segment, maybe a segment and a half, because there's a lot of real estate to cover. The baseball over the weekend was pretty good. The Dodgers are getting bloodied here a little bit. The Yankees, have come back to earth here a little bit, the Yankees are, there's no middle ground with the Yanks. They're either on fire and they're just blowing people away, or they're just going belly up the other way. So, but it was a crazy weekend. It really was. I watched a Giants-Dodgers game that was 7-7 into extra innings and ended up 14-7. I mean, you can have a 7-run 10th or 11th inning. It was the goofiest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was just absolutely wacky. So that's where we get going here. And again, American Premium Vodka, enjoy responsibly. And again, Rocket Mortgage, they just wrapped up their golf classic. Cameron Davis brought down the Rocket Mortgage Classic up at Detroit Golf Club. And just a ton to get to. But NBA free agency and the soccer front and center here as we get it rolling here on a Monday night into the Tuesday. And I think Jeff and Jen are traveling this week, so I don't know. I'll have to get an update from Master Control out in San Francisco. I mean, I really I'd be disappointed if we didn't have Jeff and Jen Rich from Phoenix. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it here, Sports Byline.
July 4th doorbusters are happening now at Lowe's. For a limited time only, save $70 on a Charbroil 4-Burner Performance Series Gas Grill. Was $249, now $179. And get 50% off Harbor Breeze 48-foot LED outdoor string lights to brighten up your patio for summer. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 7/1. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, talking the world of sports here as we roll along here on a Monday into a Tuesday. And yeah, the NBA free agency, as much as I love the soccer, we can't pay too much attention to the NBA. Dom, I want to start, you would think I'd want to start with the Celtics being put on the market 2 weeks after they win the championship. Boom, they're, Wick Grousebeck and Steve Pagliuca are gonna fetch a lot of money for the Celtics, but they spent a lot of money too. Jason Tatum, 5 years, $315 million, and $125 million for Derek White, and the beat goes on. Jaylen Brown's already got a mega deal. I mean, this money is just total. It's wacky. This is just totally monopoly money. But we'll table that for a little bit later on. I'll have Tyler Levine come on, but you can weigh in. But I want to start with Golden State. End of an era, really, when you say goodbye to Klay Thompson. Let's start right there. He's a Dallas Maverick, sign-and-trade deal, multiple teams. The Charlotte Hornets are involved. I don't know. You hate to see Klay go. This was, he and Curry were – the big two there. I know Durant was there and others, but those were the two fixtures, and you're right there in the epicenter of this, and I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I'm in a large minority, I think, of Warriors fans. I'm not going to miss Klay Thompson. Thank you. I'm not completely cold-hearted. Thank you very much for your contributions to, I think, four titles. Thank you for your service to the team. But don't let the door hit you on the way out. One of the hallmarks of DeBartolo and Bill Walsh when they were running the Niners, they knew when to let a guy go. And I think back to 2010 with the Giants and 2011 and some of the contracts that they dished out. They were thank you contracts. And yeah, you know what? That's great. But that's not the way that you can run a team that has in a sport which has a salary cap. Klay Thompson,
good point.
The type of guy that you can afford to give a legacy contract to, a thank you for what you've done for us over the last 10 years. Would it be warranted? Sure, but enough things have happened to him from a physical standpoint that Klay Thompson is drastically not the same player that he once was. You cannot go and give him a huge monster contract based on what he's done and not the type of player that he is now. And I don't have, the plug-in into what was going on behind the scenes. Klay Thompson has long been dry humor, kind of just does his own thing, and I loved him for it. He was hilarious, but something happened. I don't know if it's frustration coming off the Achilles and the ACL. It's a frustration from him not being able to get back to that same level. I'm not sure what it was, but something changed in Klay Thompson that I saw in press conferences, especially over the last year. It felt like Klay Thompson was letting external noises get to him in a way that they had never gotten to him before. Klay seemed to be irritable, generally unhappy, annoyed all the time, and kind of became a word that rhymes with witch. He kind of just became an a-hole. He kind of did. There was one in particular, one moment. I don't remember the exact wording, but Kent was coming off a poor shooting performance, and a reporter asked him, you know, how do you shake that off and get ready for the next game? And Klay said something to the effect of, what, you want me to take it home and sulk about it? I don't care. It's just basketball. It was something to that effect. And at that point, I knew Klay had checked out. And at that point, for me as a fan, I was okay with him leaving. If he had come back, sure, great. They weren't going to offer him a max deal anyway. Okay, sure, great. We'll keep the big three together with Steph and Draymond. Cool. But as it stands, I'm not going to lose a wink of sleep over Klay leaving. Again, thank you for your service. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, very interesting take. To a lesser degree, Chris Paul, I mean, this was a short stay. He's at the end of his rope. The Spurs, I don't know. If you want a guy giving you limited minutes, okay, I get it. Maybe he's going to end up in the broadcast booth, or maybe he ends up, you know, in a coaching capacity. I don't even know what kind of money the Spurs laid out there. This, to me, we don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but just give me a quick hit on Chris Paul. Great career, but as far as another year, I wouldn't waste my time. I don't care who I am. I don't care if I'm the worst team in the league. I don't want Chris Paul around. I just don't. Maybe to help with youngsters, maybe. I don't know. What role does he fill in with San Antonio? You tell me. I didn't see much out of him. This is a weird deal to me.
The Spurs have a real point guard. Jeremy Sochan was playing point guard last year. Jeremy Sochan is a Dennis Rodman skilled player. He should not be running the point guard anywhere. Maybe on his rec league team? Sure. He should not be playing point guard in the NBA. He does not possess the point guard skills of other forwards like a LeBron James might. Even Jason Tatum. No, not even close. So, if nothing else, Wembanyama's actually going to get the ball from somebody who knows how to pass it properly. So I don't have any problem with it. The Spurs and Chris Paul, they both know we're not going to win a title next year. We're in a rebuild. This is about, hey, some of these players can absorb some knowledge from Chris Paul. I will say, from a Warriors standpoint, they traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. All right, it didn't completely work out, and I've seen a lot of Warriors fans complaining about it, and I think they forgot just how awful Jordan Poole was this season with the Wizards. So I'm more disappointed that they weren't able to trade Chris Paul in order to revamp the team. I don't care so much about losing Jordan Poole, but I am surprised they weren't able to do anything with his contract and make some kind of trade.
Interesting. You always go the other way on me. The one way I feel like you're going to go, you sometimes go the other way. Not always, but that means you have your opinion, and I love it. All right, so just from afar, I mean, am I crazy? Why do I feel dirty about the Celtics ownership? 2 weeks after you win a championship, you then put the team on the block. It just smacks to me as just, and I understand he's retaining a minority interest. Just, I mean, this follows the blueprint, the pro forma, what Mark Cuban did with Dallas. He sold out to the Vegas gambling interest. He still has a minority stake. He's still going to be, I think, in a way, the face of the franchise because he's Mark Cuban. But this whole thing with Grousebuck and Pagluka, it just bothers me to no end. It just does. I guess I just, you know, take my thumb out of my mouth and put on my big boy pants and suck it up. That's the way sports are today. What's your opinion, just from afar?
From over here on the West Coast is business. I can't think of a better time to sell a team than after winning a championship. That's as hot of a demand as you're going to get for a franchise. You've got, I'll call it, two true franchise players, one of whom just got locked up for 60 a year with Jason Tatum. So strike while the iron's hot. I got no problem with it as somebody who has no attachment to the Celtics at all.
Yeah, well, it's just the way it is in the world of sports today. I'm dying to know what this franchise fetches. Are you ever turned off by the money, though? Because the money is just I gave up. I thought when Mahomes signed for half a billion, I said, okay, there's the threshold for a while. That lasted for about 2 weeks. I mean, as you and I are light years apart in years and generations, but I know I'm kind of put off by it. Are you at all? You're probably not. I would guess you don't care. It's just money. It's numbers. It is what it is. Let me hear.
I'll say it's not my money, so I don't care. But I will say, especially in these leagues with salary caps, something needs to be done, because now you're going to start getting Steph Curry and Draymond Green and friends. It's going to be Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and a bunch of old guys and undrafted players. It loses something when you're constructing teams with salary caps. So I'll say that.
I'm with you. Thank you, Dom. We appreciate it, Dom. Yeah, old Dom's download. I love it. Good job. Good to have you back in the fold on a Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Overnight America. Heard on great radio stations like WGCH. Thank you, Greenwich, and the Gold Coast of Connecticut, New York, Bedford, Bedford Falls, that whole area, Westport, Darien, Norwalk, White Plains, and beyond Mount Frisco as well. I'm Marty Terrell. Who done it here on Sports Byline?
Who stole my baby? Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports. Yeah, Rocket Mortgage. Yes, $10,000. Yeah, towards your closing costs, right? RocketMortgage.com here. I'm Marty Terrell here. This is Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline broadcast across the country. iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, all our streaming, including SportsByline.com. Just click on Listen Live, right? And check out the daily poll that the folks out in San Francisco at 300 Broadway put up on the site. But yeah, Euro 2024 Copa, it's just been what a ride, and it continues. And we got Tyler Levine, great to have him on, and away we go. We're going to do a kind of a sandwich deal here. I want to start with today's action, Tyler. I got to see but very little. Just a crazy Monday into a Tuesday, so crazy stuff going on. So that's why we pay you the big bucks. Yeah, let's hear, because I'll tell you, the minute you think you got this figured out, you get dealt a very funky hand here. Let's hear. Let's start with today's action. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I mean, when you look at the scores, it wouldn't seem like they were exciting games. France, you know, with a 1-0 win in Portugal, you know, edging out Slovenia in penalty kicks. But you know, these games were, I mean, I had it all wrong. I thought that Portugal was going to have no issues with Slovenia. I thought France would really blow Belgium away. And we'll start with the France game. I have no idea what Belgium's game plan was here. I said it the other day. They looked lost. They had no fluidity moving forward. They were not a threat on goal. And you would think coming into this game that, you know, they would be inspired and try and turn something around. And, you know, that was not the case at all. I mean, their best player in Kevin De Bruyne was playing center defensive midfield, which I have never in his entire career of watching him play see him play in that spot. I mean, they sat on their heels, they packed it in, they parked the bus, as they say. And, you know, they allowed 19 shot attempts to their five that they had. Granted, they did a pretty solid job defensively. They only let up two shots on goal. France's goal came in the 85th minute as an own goal off of a Colomani shot that deflected off Vertonghen and in. And this was a weird one. I mean, France had the pressure on pretty much the whole game. They had 55% of the possession. But this one was a bit confusing, and it's very concerning for France as they still do not have a goal in open play, being that today's day was an own goal. And, you know, moving forward, they're the only team ever in Euro history to reach the quarterfinals without having a goal from open play. So this game was a bit of a weird one. I'm still waiting for France to really click. They're creating a ton of chances. They had a handful today where, you know, Tchouaméni, for example, had a ball in the 18, fall to his feet, he blows it over. So this one was weird. Moving on to the Portugal game, things did not get more normal by any means. I want to give props to Slovenia, though. I mean, wow. They have not given up more than one goal in their last five games. They're a team that pretty much just draws every single game. They pack it in. They know who they are. They defend very, very well. I mean, they gave up 20 shot attempts today and didn't concede a goal, including Jan Oblak in extra time saving Ronaldo's penalty kick, which was an absolutely insane moment. I mean, he was brought to tears at the midway point of extra time, feeling that he might have cost his team the game, might have cost his team moving forward. Sesko, in with 5 minutes left in the game off of a Pepe mistake, has a breakaway, a fantastic save by Diogo Costa. I mean, my heart dropped when I saw him pick that ball up and carry on. I thought it was over. Portugal was going home. But, you know, a miraculous save, it's one of those things where, you know, he's a young kid. I'm sure as he's running down towards the goal, realizing there's not anyone within 5 yards of him, that his heart, I mean, must have been pumping out of his chest. I probably would have just had a heart attack and fell on the ground if I was him. But he did get a shot off. He forced a decent save, but you got to imagine that he's going to be ruining that one for quite a while. He's going to be super disappointed. And, I mean, in penalties, Portugal's goalie, Diogo Costa, stops 3 of 3. Portugal score all three of theirs. Ronaldo, Bruno, and Bernardo Silva consecutively scoring. And, you know, it ends another day with not a lot of goals, a ton of action. What I'm noticing here seems to be a common trend In these games where there's a pretty obvious underdog, is they're packing it in and saying, hey, come and get us. You're going to have to break us down to score. Even teams with the best rosters in the world are struggling to do so thus far.
Yeah, Tyler Levine with us. A crazy day and a crazy weekend. We'll look ahead. We will truly look ahead to the rest of the week. And obviously, July 4th will be dark, but there's a lot to look forward to. But let's just go back to the weekend. And we just got to go to England because, you just couldn't make it up. They were dead to right. It was over. And I'm telling you, Southgate was going to walk the plank. I mean, it just goes to show you in the minute you're starting to think this and all the dread in the world starts to set in, not only a goal, but, one of the most acrobatic, cockamamie, unbelievable cartwheel kicks. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's one of those things that you had to go online and watch it about 15 times. And on about the 13th or 14th time, you started to realize, yeah, this is the real deal. That was tremendous. Let's go to England.
Even hearing you just talk about it, I just got chills again for what might be the 100th time from either watching or just thinking about the magnitude of what that was. England were dead to rights. Slovakia had a very well-earned goal early on in this game. It was, they were not scared at all. Like I said, they came into this game, ready to play, ready to defend, and ready to go forward as well. It was something that I said earlier in the week that, no one's really going to be scared of this England team right now. And they certainly were not. They took a 1-0 lead 25 minutes in. And then for the remainder of the game, they kind of, they sat back. They moved forward and countered when they had their chances. But they pretty much said to England, come get it. And until literally the 90th minute, 94th in stoppage time with about 30 seconds left, off of a corner, off of a long throw, Gehi heads it back, flicks it up, and Bellingham, out of nowhere, a bicycle kick into the bottom corner to send it to extra time. This kid, celebrating, runs over to the crowd and just utters, who else? And it's crazy because he seems to have this aura about him if we're going to relate it to other sports. And I'm by no means this early on in his career am I going to say that, he's this established in terms of greatness, but he has that Jordan aura, that Tom Brady aura, that whenever people start to speak out against him, he seems to do something absolutely insane and shuts them up pretty quickly. I tweeted out that Southgate's going to owe him a pint after the game because, he was jobless in the morning if that didn't happen. And it's crazy because right into extra time, I'm talking a minute in, Harry Kane gets, what goes on to be the game winner. Declan Rice was immense in this game. He really held things together at the back. The ref was terrible. I can't even count it up here how many yellow cards there were. I think, close to 10. He lost control of this game pretty early. I didn't understand what he was really doing. It seemed to be a problem. If you listen to Mark Lattenberg, who's the referee commentator throughout the Euros, if you're watching, you'll certainly hear him give analysis on the referees throughout the games. And even right. He's saying exactly. A lot of these referees are, they're out of control. They're losing control of the game. And that's not the standard that you want to set in games of this magnitude, that anything you do, you're getting a yellow, especially with the rule where two yellows at any point equals a suspension for the next game. I believe it resets the semifinals. Kobbie Mainoo, I've been calling for him to get into the starting 11. He does, for this game, he has the highest pass completion percentage out of all players at the Euros in just the couple games that he's played. The substitutions were great. Eze played fantastic. Cole Palmer was active. Ivan Toney, for me, is the substitute who did it all. I'm really curious to see how they're going to line up moving forward throughout the tournament, because it just seems that what they're throwing out there to start these games is not working at all. Because again, you cannot feel good if you're England. Obviously the momentum of winning a game like this is big moving forward, but you can't feel good moving forward if you're an England fan, and a lot of them don't. Don't mistake the heroics of Bellingham and how happy everyone is that for being satisfied with where they're at as a team. I certainly wouldn't be satisfied. And, you know, if I'm Switzerland, you know, I'm licking my lips at this game. And I think that this is a, you know, a major spot for England to potentially go home against a team that's playing fantastic, playing attacking, fluid football, you know, versus a team that still just seems completely lost.
All right, let's just give me 1 minute because we're going to head to break. We'll hold you over to preview what's coming up next. But I just want a minute on Spain and Georgia. Georgia hung around for a while, but you knew it was just a matter of time. And once the floodgates open, I guess I look at that, but more importantly, in this one, literally 1 minute that we have, we don't have a minute. In fact, we got 1 minute, but we don't. So you stay right there. We'll get a quick hit on Spain. I want to kind of crystal ball Spain moving forward. Germany, Portugal dodged the bullet today, and we all know England, as you just so eloquently put it all together and pieced it together, there is just so much going down the pike, and we'll also look ahead to what we got tomorrow and in the days ahead as we head towards a our national July 4th. It's coming right around the corner here this week, so we got a lot of action still to bring it to the fore here. On Sports Overnight America, it is a Monday into a Tuesday. Rocket Mortgage and American Premium Vodka. Enjoy it responsibly. I'm Marty Terrell. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well with Tyler and the whole crew. We're coming right back.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get the latest on Euro 24 and Copa all week long right here on Sports Byline USA. This is Tyler Levine. Join me throughout the week on Sports Overnight America starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I break down all the action. You get opinions, analysis, and passion like you've never heard before for the greatest sport in the world, soccer. Hey, I don't mind if you listen just for the kicks. Euro 24 Copa right here on Sports Byline and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa. All right, let's get to the NBA free agency ticker. We'll get back to Tyler Levine here momentarily, but yeah. Chris Paul goes to the Spurs 1 year at $11 million. Weird deal, but and then Harden re-signs 2 years, $70 million. Clippers also Derek Jones, 3 years, $30 million. I mean, it's just not, you know, a ton to sink your teeth into here. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Magic get him 3 years at $66 million. Mavericks re-sign Najee Marshall, 3 years, $27 million. You know, the big one, of course, is Klay Thompson. That's a sign and trade. He ends up with the Mavericks, which I think is really. You put Klay Thompson on that Mavericks team. Maybe the Celtics and Mavs are still playing. Who knows? But Sixers, Andre Drummond, Eric Gordon, a couple things. You know, nothing major. The big one's going to be Paul George. But we'll get to Tyler LaVine. We'll give him a few minutes on the NBA to wrap it up. But I want to go at least a half a segment. But Tyler, back to Euro 2024. Spain 4-1 over Georgia yesterday. I guess, you know, we a little bit on that. But more importantly, how do you see Spain going forward?
Yeah, I'll be quick on the Spain-Georgia game because, I mean, this was an absolute beating. Outside of the own goal, which gave Georgia the lead, you know, 1-0, I mean, when that happened, I was not sweating that at all. If anything, you know, I doubled down on Spain. Rodri scores, equalizes. He's a big game player. Nico Williams, I highlighted him going into the weekend, expected him to score. He had an absolutely fantastic game. Lamine Yamal with an amazing assist 51 minutes in, which, you know, inevitably ended up being, you know, the game winner. But I mean, this was a beating. 75% possession. Spain had 35 shots, 13 shots on goal. I didn't expect Georgia to really have a chance. Spain delivered, and you know, man, are they just a pleasure to watch. I cannot express to those listening how excited I am for this game against Germany. And I'm still up in the air with what I think about it. I mean, Spain moving forward, and you know, the difference between Spain and England. And, you know, for those who watch, even if you haven't watched yet, notice this when you watch these next two games, how far up Spain is pushed up the field when they have the ball. One thing you notice about England is, you know, they're constantly swinging the ball around their back four and into the midfield, but people aren't really showing and giving options. You don't have that center forward coming into the middle or those midfielders opening up as much. And, you know, where England looks dormant as they're playing, Spain, it's death by a thousand passes. I mean, they're showing all over the place. I'm very intrigued to see how Germany's defense is going to handle this because Germany have probably looked the most defensively sound team thus far in the tournament, as well as France, who have looked great defensively. But this is going to be a tough one to predict. I think it's going to be a shootout. I don't necessarily know if there's going to be a ton of goals, but I'm very serious when I say I think the winner of the Spain-Germany game goes on to take the whole thing. One thing that I've been wary about this with Spain, you know, their defense is not as sound as I would like them to be to really feel good about them winning this game against Germany. But, you know, Germany haven't looked too, I mean, they've looked decent moving forward, but they haven't really came up against someone that will give them as tough of a test as Spain. Because the thing is it's easy to play fluid and forward and on the front foot when you don't really have too much to worry about, you know, in terms of the other team, you know, countering and moving forward. Because if Germany find themselves in a situation where they're pressing too high up the field and give the ball away, I mean, it's going to be tough to stop Spain on these counters. I mean, they have speed all over the field. So I think that starting, you know, as this game, Spain and Germany kicks off, I'd expect them to both, you know, be a little cautious, and it's going to take a little bit of time for this game to open up. But it's—I mean, this is going to be for me the game of the tournament, Spain versus Germany. I could not possibly be more excited.
It is going to be something else. All right, let's turn our attention to Tuesday. Romania, Netherlands will kick it off at noon, and then we got Austria, Turkey, which should be interesting too. Austria favored, but Turkey is certainly. I don't even think it'd be that big of an upset, but you know, I'm probably in the minority with that statement. But Romania, Netherlands, let's start there, and then let's get a take on Austria, Turkey.
Romania, Netherlands is a very interesting one because it's, you know, we've been seeing this, especially in this knockout round thus far, where these underdog teams who have nothing to lose, you know, I would expect Romania to do what we saw today with Slovenia, where they're probably just going to pack it in and try and get some stuff going on the counter and ultimately, you know, maybe hope to just get to PKs where it's kind of a coin flip. The Netherlands are another one of those teams who, you know, they have a great roster, but they haven't seemed to really click. You know, they're not by any means offensively or defensively, you know, one of the more dominant teams, you know, in the tournament. It's a, you know, a weird line at minus 240. It seems a little bit low. Over-under is a 2.5. I mean, if there was one game in this knockout stage where I felt, you know, one of the big dogs could really go out, this is it. And it might sound crazy, but and I'm not saying that I necessarily think the Netherlands are going to lose, but if I'm throwing money on one of these underdogs to win a game, it's this one here. Because the Netherlands are one of those teams where they do have a tendency to not show up when it matters most, and they struggled, you know, in the group stage against weaker opponents. So I think this is going to be a very interesting one. I think the Netherlands will certainly, you know, dominate possession, but, you know, let's see if they can do what's most important and, you know, put the ball in the back of the net. Moving on to Austria-Turkey, I think this one's going to be an absolute firecracker of a match. I think there's going to be a lot of goals. I think it's going to be very open. Neither of these teams are going to feel like the other one is significantly better. So they're not just going to, I don't expect either side to sit back and pack it in. I think Austria will press high up the field as they do. You know, it's their style of play. Very interesting, you know, Austria only being a minus 105 favorite, you know, to win this game, you know, in regulation. I could see this one being like a 2-2 draw going into extra time. I could see, you know, a 2-1 or a 3-1 Austria win. I don't see Turkey winning in regulation, just due to the nature of how violent Austria's press is when they do not have the ball. Keep an eye out for turnovers, you know, in the back, you know, meaning off of a goal kick or, you know, Turkey's trying to keep possession. Austria, you know, they're like that mosquito, you know, when you're golfing, that's just in your ear as you're about to swing, and it causes you to make that little mistake, or that hesitation as you come through, and, you know, all of a sudden you shank it into the woods. You know, one mistake against this team can be deadly, and they will capitalize, and they will certainly go into this game feeling great after how they played in the group stage, and they'll fully expect to win this game. Turkey, I think, will struggle slightly with the pressing, but I think that they'll give a valiant effort. But I do expect Austria to come out with a win here. I think a 2-1 score line, the over cashes, and Austria takes it home. But we'll see. This is the game that I've been looking forward to out of this group stage or out of this knockout stage, just because I've been dying to watch Austria play again. They've been so fun to watch. They play with so much energy. And they really are a cohesive group who have been playing together for a while, who have a coach that they believe in, and who has a coach that believes in them, more importantly. So this should be a good one. Tomorrow's going to be a good day.
Yes, it is. And I would just say, from my eyes, those eyes are mine of a neophyte. Austria has really been a team that I've kind of latched onto. I'm pulling for them in a big-time way. Tyler, I just like what I see, and again, my eyes are those of a neophyte, but Austria has just been fun to watch so far, haven't they? I mean, they have been fun to watch.
It's a joy. I mean, when you look at the contract, and I know I'm ripping on England, but I mean, like, you watch an England game and you're sitting there falling asleep, and it's like, okay, what the hell is even going on here? They have this team full of, you know, A-list celebrity players, every, you know, household names all over the field, and they can barely do anything until the 90th minute. And then you got a team like Austria where, you know, I'm seeing who scores the goal, and I'm like, who is that? And it's, but their style of play is so much more, you know, enjoyable to watch. And, you know, it all comes, it's a big credit to the manager, Ralf Rangnick, who was absolutely shredded by the English media, you know, for his time at Manchester United. And man, as he turned it around, he seems to be loving where he's at. The team seems to be loving him, and, you know, when you put two and two together, this is what you get. And I'm pulling for him in a big way as well.
Well, I'm going to give you one more. I'm only going to give you a second on NBA because we're so stacked up here. But I don't like this move, and the Knicks let Isaiah Hartenstein get away. Now, this is not, you know, I'm not a big Julius Randle guy, but he's a player. It's not like they're losing one of the Nova Knicks, but losing Hartenstein, he's a banger. He's got that little touch, that little soft little doopsy-doo move down in the low block. off he goes to Oklahoma City Thunder for $87-88 million. That's a big loss for the Knicks. I don't care what anyone says. You're a Knick guy. Give me 40 seconds on Hartenstein's departure to the Thunder.
It's super painful to see. I think that it absolutely hurts our chances of getting out of the East. Especially when you look at Maxi signing a new deal today, as well as picking up Paul George there. I think the Sixers certainly passed the Knicks. I mean, I don't know why they let him go. He seems like a glue guy. I mean, the guy's an absolute menace on the offensive boards. It's going to be tough. I love Clay to the Mavs. I think that'll help out. I love the re-signing of KCP. The Chris Paul move is kind of a dud for me. I obviously think having a vet in a young team like that is helpful.
Yeah.
And the Clippers are dead. They'll always be dead. They'll never win anything. The re-signing Harden makes absolutely no sense to me, but they're the Clippers, so what are you going to do?
Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 down towards those closing costs. He is Tyler Levine. Stellar effort. We will talk to you tomorrow, pal. Great job out of you. Excellent job as we put a wrap on that portion of the show. Did he say Paul George to the Sixers? That's not a done deal. Dom, did I miss something there? I mean, that got me to just
that's been agreed to in principle, yeah.
Wow. Oh, our buddy Nick Nurse is going to be happy with that move. I don't care what anyone says. Look out now. The Sixers are going to be the main threat, excuse me, in the East to Boston. I mean, I'm dead serious. That's a nightmarish move, and granted, Celtics, got Tatum, they got Derek White in the fold, great, team goes for sale, blah, 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 but Paul George to the Sixers, that was my biggest fear, oh boy, yeah, I honestly thought he'd go back to the Clippers, I thought he was just bluffing, but he wasn't, and so he goes to the Sixers. They're going to be a major. He's back in the Eastern Conference. That I do like because I like Paul George. You know, that devastating broken leg, that was just tough to watch. But he's one of my favorites. He is a big-time baller. He really and truly is. That is going to be the Eastern Conference. Woo. It is going to be a rock fight. And I'm not saying Hartenstein's the difference. Tyler said, he thought that may – affect them more markedly than I do. I think Hartenstein's a tough guy to lose. Offensive boards, he's got that little lofty shot. He'll block some shots, but he's a beast on the boards, and he defends, and he's just a guy that he's a nice role player. And, the bigs are the bigs, right? I mean, we all know about the swing guys. We know about the point guards. It's sometimes those guys that fill gaps on defense, block shots, or if not block shots, alter shots. Those are subtleties in professional basketball. There's subtleties at all levels of basketball, and you need those players. And I thought Hartenstein was one of the best. Isaiah, a very nice player. So off he goes to Oklahoma City, which is, a formidable team. So it's not like he's going, to a horrible team. It's not like he's going to the Pistons, who, by the way, hired J.B. Bickerstaff, and I was glad J.B. landed on his feet. So there you go. All right, we're coming back here to wrap it up, screaming and screaming what we're going to do on a Monday night into a Tuesday here. Dominic Jimenez as well as we roll along here to the top of the hour here on Sports Overnight, on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, great job out of Tyler Levine today. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. I'm Marty Terrell here. Listen, if you're looking for a busy night sports-wise, you better like the WNBA. The baseball games, Houston over Toronto 3-1. You got Milwaukee. You got Milwaukee and Colorado tonight out in Denver, and you got the Mets Nationals underway in the nation's capital. Baseball is a non-starter in my world tonight. I watch the WNBA. I do want to say this. The Phoenix Mercury and the Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark, of course. Hy-Vee Game Watch on Sunday. Hy-Vee, a great grocery chain, and now they've expanded with 22 stores across Indiana, endorsed by Travis Kelce and Mahomes and Caitlin Clark. Good for Hy-Vee. I will tell you, that game yesterday on ESPN was tremendous. It was tremendous. That was a great basketball game. And they had nearly 18,000 out in Phoenix. It was a blast to watch on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, what were my choices? You know, the Des Moines Arts Festival, sitting around, reading the Sunday Times. Okay, I get it. Listening to the Acoustic Storm. I'm putting a plug in for that great radio show on Sunday mornings. But I will tell you, that was a great basketball game. Taurasi still can play. Griner wasn't great. She got banged up a little bit. But the Indiana Fever down 53-38. And I'm like, they're toast. They're getting blown out. They didn't get blown out. They found a way to come back and win. They were down 9 in the fourth. Or was it 7? It was either 7 or 9. But they were down to where it looked like on two or three occasions the game had gotten away. Wow, great job. So the WNBA lives on this program. All right, Dominic Jimenez, great job. Tyler Levine, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us throughout the night here. We got the interns, top of the hour, and more sports talk coming up on Byline. Adios.